Hey everybody, welcome to Sisters United. I am Queenie.
I'm Glory.
And y'all already know it's about to, listen, we're about to get into it because y'all is some hot topics for us to talk about today. But the one in particular, and me, listen, me and Glory was behind the stage, baby, just talking about, look, these devil shoes. Satan shoes, evil shoes, spiritual wickedness in a shoe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So listen, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to get into our first game, hopefully, of Family Feud. We'll be right back.
Holding on, Jack. You better believe I.
And we are back. We are back, okay? And listen, so today we got some topics, subjects, however you want to say it. But like I say, that's for later on in the show. Later on in the show, again, we're going to be talking about the blood shoot. Because I think they said he put blood in the soul. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what these children are doing today. I don't know. But anyway, so I wanted to go into a game of Family Feud today, which I always enjoy our questions and answers to some of these some of these questions, because our answers be some serious. And I want to send a shout out to Cook for Show. Cook for Show is my family's, it's my sister's event coordinating situation. Mm-hmm. But she has put together a real awesome concert, and two of my brothers are going to be singing, and I'm excited about it. So we're going to play a little snippet or invite later on in the show about the concert. So what's been going on, Glory? How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I am blessed and highly favored. I can't complain.
I know that.
I cannot complain.
I know that. Okay, so you know I got to dive in about this COVID vaccine. Did you take it?
Huh? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Why? What's wrong?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. I'm not taking it.
Why? What happened?
Because I don't know what it's gonna do to my body. Alone, it came out too quick. It came out too quick, and I'm not. This is a microwave generation, so I don't know what scientists is doing in the laboratory. I don't know what they're doing, but it came out too quick. It make me think that it's been. They probably already made it, and they just had it reserved for a time as such as this. So I'm just gonna hold on, wait a minute. Now y'all came out with this thing, and now you know you got this cure. Now we didn't have a lot of diseases. This a quick cure. So you know, I'm kind of skeptical about taking a shot right now.
Right.
I don't know if I'm gonna take that. I don't think so.
Well, me and my husband got vaccinated.
Y'all got vaccinated?
We took the vaccine about Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the line was, we did it at a church in our neighborhood, you know, and we met some nice people. Everybody was masked up and gloved up or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And we went in, you know, they shot us in the arm and we was out of there.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody, you know, to each his own. I feel like for those that are not ready to take it, don't take it, you know, because mm-hmm. if you, it's just like, I don't think my mom or my sisters have taken it or anything mm-hmm. like that. You know, my daughter was like, no, mama, no, don't take it, you know, but I haven't had any problems yeah. or whatever, you know, and everybody's body reacts differently. You know, mm-hmm. they were doing a study. They said that about the only thing that will hurt is your arm, which my arm was hurting.
Yeah, every vaccine does that.
Yeah,
every vaccine does that. Any type of shot, that. Even a tetanus yeah. shot, it hurt.
Yeah, so other than that, I haven't had any side effects. You know, I haven't gone loopy and started doing yeah. anything. But like I say, everybody has a right to make a decision if they want to take it or not. You have some people that's kind of coming at people sideways because they won't take it and all that. But everybody, it's a choice. A person has to make that choice. A lot of our elderly have taken it. I know that my mother-in-law has taken it, and she's doing fine. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lord. All right. I was trying to prolong the time to give everybody time to come on in. But since it's just me and Glory right now, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go ahead and get into the topic, and then we'll do the family feud later. How about that? Because I ain't going to lie, I just really, really would like to talk about this little baby that done put out these blood shoes. I mean, these scientific, whatever. You know, I really want to talk about him. So how you feel about it, Glory? About this shoe? I'll let you go out.
Well, I'll take it like this. We got to stop blaming the church for our actions. If you want to make a shoe and you want to come out and be in whoever you are, this thing was already in you before you had an accuser. You understand what I'm saying? Like, whatever is going on with him, it was already in him.
Right.
And the platform that he got on just created an open door for him to be able to express himself the way he wants to. The platform that he's on, the industry that he's a part of, it allowed him to be able to expose what's in him anyway.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I don't believe that the church got nothing to do with somebody's action. They may have somewhat influence, but at the end of the day, if a church has that much power over you, where it allow you to do things that are, you know, unnormal or per se, is normal to him. But I don't believe that the church can give a person who's living that lifestyle that much power to do more. I feel like that's the trick of the enemy, if you ask me.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And I feel the same way. I want to say this though, because I mean, I don't think this shoe is that deep. I think he's a child that felt rejection. And you can't go into a Christian church, a Christian, you know, you can't go into a Christian environment when it's in our word, in our Bible, that basic instruction. It's in our Bible, which I'll look it up for y'all. It's in Romans, I believe. But anyway, and it talks about homosexuality. Now, right. This is what makes me mad about it. You want people to accept your lifestyle, right? Well, I feel like go where those people are. Don't come into the church with something that you know the church is against. First of all, the church talks about liars, talks about adultery, talks about, you know, but when it comes to homosexuality, everybody gets so upset because the church will not honor your lifestyle. But the church has never honored homosexuality, lying, cussing, you know, cheating, stealing. It's never supported any of that. Now it supports you as a person, as a human being. You know, when you come into the church, I'm not supposed to get on your roll and get to telling you you're a homosexual, you have to leave church. Because then I'd have to tell everybody to exit because you got liars, you got folks sleeping with each other. You know, you got all kinds of stuff going on in the church, outside the church, around the church, under the church, above. I'm just saying. But when you start a campaign against, you think against the church promoting Satan, then you had to know something was gonna go down. And then you were so caught up in your anger and wrath that you put a name brand on your shoe. You had to know that they was about to come after you. You had to know it. And whoever your publicist, agent, manager, whoever is supposed to be helping you run your business, they obviously are not your friend. Because they showed and tell you that you cannot put Nike on your shoe. All I'm saying. So whoever you're working with, whoever is claiming to be knowing what's best for you, they obviously are not your friend. If they sit there and then say, hey, Nas, Lil Nook Nook, whatever your name is, don't use a Nike shoe. You understand me? Now, I could get biblical and spiritual and say, hey, when you sit there and promote Satan, God's wrath is going to fall on your life. That's why you being sued. You ain't got that much money because Nike, honey, is about to wipe you out. Okay? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You reap what you sow. You came after God, Jesus. You came after and now you're going through. What's going on, Rita? What's up, girl?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good, girl. We're talking about little Nas right now.
Oh.
with the little blood soul shoe. We're talking about the blood soul shoe.
I guess I'm trying to figure out, okay, then Nike promote, sign a contract with him for him to promote? Or this is what he just did?
They said they didn't. I mean, he probably did.
Because I'm not buying another pair of Nike shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably going to sue him because Nike wrote in one of the articles that I read that they did not promote him or give him permission to use. Because actually those shoes been out before. He kind of purchased and rebranded the shoe or something like that. But Nike stated that they was not part of that.
Wait, I'm going to say this because somebody, Joshua asked a question. He said, what happened with him? Well, he was rejected. His story is he was rejected in the church. He was rejected in the church for his for the lifestyle that he was living, right? For homosexuality. And this was his, I guess, clapback to the church. Because I don't know if everybody's seen the video. I saw it. And I was like, what manner of evil is this? What manner of evil is this? But this baby is hurting. That's how I'm going to put it. He is hurting. But when you hurt, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go and seek help. You know, a lot of people that are hurt, broken, they lash out like this. But I just want to go back to what I said earlier. If I go into the police station and stab somebody in the police station, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. Okay? If I come into the church, the hospital, the place where if you got something in your life that is not right, the Holy Spirit is going to work it out of you. Okay, if you give your life to Christ. If I come into the church, then I have to know the laws, the standards, I do know about grace and mercy, because everybody in life know about grace and mercy, but they don't want to know what separates us from God. I didn't say from his love, but separates us from him. You know, we want to know, we want to get rid of our bad habits, backbiting, lying, cheating, stealing. You know, you come to the church. You come to the church to repent. You come to the church for God to clean you up. That's what you come to the church for. Now, I don't know what judgmental saint may have said something to him or pastor or whatever. We don't know his whole story. But I do know this. You can't come, if that person, if you got a problem with that person, deal with that person. Don't be thinking you're going to come after God and you're going to, you know, because you the one left looking stupid. You the one left looking crazy. You. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Rita, what you want to say about the blood issue?
You say the blood issue.
Well, I got a read portion of the story about how I had 666 on it and had the blood in the sole of the shoe, some blood, human blood or something like that in the sole of the shoe. And I was just really amazed how they sold out. He only had 666 pair and they was a $1,018 a piece. Mm-hmm. And I was really amazed how quickly they sold out. And the day they came out, they sold out. And
maybe he'll have enough money for his defense.
Well, yeah, because Nike might sue him.
No, they already suing.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't read that part. But yeah, so yeah, I know he's an upgrade. I really wasn't sure who he was. I think he came up with what's that song? Old Town Road?
Yeah, song? Old Town Country Road.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. You know, sometimes I've heard the song and how everybody was doing to it or whatever. What came to me was just the fact that we have to be very cautious as to who and what our children is listening to, not just our children, but you get caught up in a song and then I never knew who the artist was, to be honest. And it goes back to the music. We wonder why our children and the spirits that they battle with, because the music, the artist that people don't think about it, the artist, I'm probably taking this in a whole nother direction, but the artists, we have to be careful who are these kids be battling suicide, these kids be battling depression, these kids be battling all, because honestly, we don't even know who they listening to and what type of spirits are coming off their music. Because when I'm thinking about, okay, he's an artist and these kids are, you know, off to this music. And then you come out and find the background of this person. And I was like, and you know, like everybody's into the Old Town Road song. They doing a little dance. I mean, they look lit or whatever. But I honestly never knew who made the song. Like, I just kept hearing it.
That what you said about the power of music. And we have to remember, you know, who Lucifer was. We have to remember who he was, you know, and music is in our cars. We play music to change the mood, to change the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? And we have to understand the power of it. like you said, that spirit of suicide, a child that's feeling rejected, listen to what he's saying and saying, you know what, I feel, you know, I went through that too. You know, mm-hmm. I feel, you know, and we have to understand the power of music and how it is so, it's all, I'm talking about, you go into the grocery store, music is playing, you shopping, music is playing. They tell you a certain music to play with, you know, in your, in the store, you know, it's everywhere, in the elevator, you got elevator music. And it, you know, it's everywhere. So we like you said, I totally agree with you. We have to be more conscious and aware of what our children are listening to and even what we are listening to. Let's be honest.
Right.
What are we listening to? You know, on repeat.
Because when we realize our ears are the mouth to our soul, the things that we hear, whether we believe it or not, it is downloading somehow in some form in our spirit. And it becomes, especially if it's something we listen to repetitive, it becomes part of you because you listen to this all the time. And it's like it takes control of you. I don't know if you ever recognize children or, but most of teenagers, they just being a stove. You know, them little... All of them little TikTok dances. I know y'all have seen this because the kids, yeah. They can't even stand still. I'm like, this stuff have control over you because music has power. And I'm like, this stuff has control over you where you can't even stand still because the music, the songs, the stuff that replays in your mind. Like I say, music is repetitive. And the more you think, because sometimes some of them little TikToks, I'm like, okay, that's cute or whatever. But when I listen, for me, I listen to words when I listen to music because
yes.
I'm listening to what type of message is it giving me. And a lot of times people don't pay attention or the children don't pay attention to the music or to the words. They pay attention to the beat. And yeah. And I mean, I listen to the music and I'm like, did you just like hear what they said? Like, did you? But and a lot of times...
Because me and my husband was talking about that in the car. We was talking about how when we were kids, we rocked to a certain, you know, we loved certain songs and we'd be singing them, don't know what they mean. Then when we got grown and when we were listening to the song, we was like, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Like that song that they play all the time, every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. He was stalking this lady that didn't want to be with him. And we were every step by every step. And we would just be into it. Boy, I started listening to that. I was like, oh my God, he's stalking somebody. Like, oh my God. He said, every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. Wait a minute.
Right.
You're right. We need to listen more to these songs. You know, you have to think about it. I love Prince, right? But I would listen to some of his songs and I'd just be singing. Raspberry Beret. You know, but then when I got grown, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was for adults or whatever, but you have to. Oh, okay. We got a comment. I like this one. It says, you always have to keep in mind of the person who is delivering the music. You always, bottom line. Like you said, Rita, people, we just be bobbing and moving and TikToking and all this kind of stuff.
I mean, because words, what we got to realize, and we have to teach our words have power.
Yeah.
And speak these things to atmosphere, like that song said, babe, I'm going down, because you're not around.
Because you're not around.
My whole world, what did it say, my whole world?
Upside down.
I was just like... And this is, I'm going down. And you're like, wait a minute. I was like, did you just say, because you know, I'm like, your whole world just, because he not, I said, wait a minute. But people get caught up into the lyrics, but they don't listen to the message. And yeah. It's like, you get caught up into the song, the beat is lit, it uncaptivated you. And I'm like, do you hear what you're saying? I said, not only that, you speaking it out of your mouth. So now you putting it into the atmosphere, and then you get caught up in a situation. You can't release yourself because you don't quote in an atmosphere that you're going, you're not going to be nothing because you, this person that left you, you going down. Like, now all this, because you done sung it to where it became a part of you.
Rita. I bust the windows out your car.
Girl.
Now you got anger issues. This is for now, no, this look, is serious.
Look, they done sung it. Now you busting windows out the car and you in jail. You in
exactly.
Jail.
This, what's the other song? I'm drunk in love.
Drunk like in this, love.
This is, you know what, Rita? I have to agree with you. Words have power. When yep. you're listening to these songs, these songs are ministering to your ear. This gets into your ear gate, and then once it's in your spirit, then you begin to act out what it's saying, and then all of a sudden you see yourself doing something that you don't even know what you're doing. It's because it's already in the atmosphere, and whatever is in the yep. atmosphere, it bursts. Something is birthing. Whenever yeah. you listen to anything, it could be positive music, Christian music, rap music, rock, whatever you listening to, there is a message behind the messenger. Right. The messenger has yes. a message.
And then I'm gonna say this because my mama, Sister Cook, I love you. She say this all the time. She say, whatever is in you is gonna come out. Whatever's in you is gonna come out. Right. Okay. Now, I may stop and say, let me listen to the words, but if you are mad or hurt and you listen it, that's why when you mad or hurt, it's certain music you shouldn't listen to.
Right.
That's true.
I'm saying, and we got another comment. Music goes all the way back to all our roots. That's true. That's mm-hmm. true, because, okay, I like that comment. If you think about it, the songs that we sung, you know, that our people, our ancestors sung to come out of slavery. Then you think about the songs they sung when they were dealing with the water hoses and all that kind of stuff. You know, when they was dealing, you know, MLK and all this, they was dealing with you. Music moves you. Music motivates you. Now, yeah. what is it going to motivate you to do? Right? Now, I like this comment. He's on it today. He says, and it can be used for the good and bad. That's true. Because you got some songs that say, I am a superwoman, you know, I'm a survivor, which I'm an overcomer. I choose to go past that. But anyway, and then you got songs that'll make you march. You know, Beyonce got some songs that'll make you march. But Beyonce started out too with some songs that said, you got me looking crazy. She was crawling across the stage and all this kind of stuff. She did what she needed to do for her music career. And my daughter is a Beyonce fan. Right now, she probably hot as fish grease at me. But it's some songs that you listen to, even when women get mad and we write them songs. You know, now Jasmine Sullivan, don't forget to pick up your feelings. Don't forget to get all of your feelings, get them all up out of here. You know, Jasmine Sullivan. Each song, like one of the comments say, that person at that time in their lives, you know, made a song out of emotions, wrote it for a breakup. Y'all remember back in the day, I Don't Want No Scrub, you know. Y'all remember that? All them songs, then you had the people going back and forth with each other in the songs, you know. So like I said, all our children, youth, even grown people get caught up in all these emotional playgrounds that these singers are in. Everybody, you get linked in to a time that they going through. All of a sudden, you apply it to your life, and there you go. Locked up because you bust the windows out of somebody's car. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I think people get caught up into the song because they can relate to it. Some, you know, they get, but like you say, the artist is writing from a place of possibly experience. Some people are just writers, but most of them write from the place of experience of something they experience, and they writing about it. And 9 times out of 10, the people that's listening, they have probably experienced it as well. So the song, you know, they become, you know, they be like, yeah, you know, they done experienced somebody cheating on you. Like, yeah, I'm gonna bust your windows out your car. Like, you know, they lit in the music. They lit because, you know, I'm ready to bust. I mean, I understand. I'm ready to bust the windows out your car. Like, you cheating on me, you know, so they relate to the music. And so that's why I become, you know, you singing and, you know, like I said, and it become, you know, part of who you are, not exactly who you are, but it become, you know, it feeds that thing inside of you that you really don't want to see, because I'm really about to go bust the windows out your car, like, for real, bro. Like, I'm about to, you know, that's how you really feel.
Your job. I'm about to show up at your job and act like, cool. I'm finna listen. Look, and then you got it, because even, let's, you know, even dealing with rap, it used to be so, look, when man get ready to just get his thug feels along, he throw some Tupac in there, he throw some NWA, he go, look, and then he got some speakers going, you know, and he headed to do whatever he needs to do, you know. Music is a powerful, powerful thing.
Yes. What's that song by K. Michelle, You Gonna Cry? She said, you gonna cry, you gonna pay me in tears. Let me tell you about this song. Whenever, and this is real. Whenever I was going through something with my first child's father, and I was listening to this song, the only thing I could think about was revenge. It make you wanna be revengeful. And it was ministering. It was like ministering to my thoughts. It was on the back of my conscience. So I would wake up playing that song. I would go to sleep because it was coming from a place of hurt. You understand what I'm saying? People, when you listen to certain songs, it ministers to the pain, the scars, and the bruises. But that doesn't mean that it's ministering to where it's healing you. When it's just making it, you're not getting healed from it. It's making it worse. And I can vouch, the song that I was listening to, it was making me very evil, angry, revengeful. I wanted revenge. Every time I heard the song, I could picture myself doing whatever I needed to do to make sure that it was going to come against him in the worst way possible. You know what I'm saying? So I know songs have, music have a certain message that it can destroy a person. It's another song I don't know if y'all ever heard it. It's an old time song. This guy said, "Oh, push me to the edge." Something about
keep on pushing me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what if somebody's suicidal when they listening to that? They gonna kill themselves if they don't have no power over. They gonna kill themselves.
That song, it surprised me you bring that song up, because me and my daughter, and we used to jam to that song all the time. Calvin Richardson brought it back and started singing. But I told my daughter, I say, let's listen to the words, right? He said, sometimes your anger's hard for me to bear. It makes me want to put my fingers, you know, through your hair. He wasn't talking about, you made me mad and made me want to rub your hair. No, he said, I want to
kill somebody. Yeah.
You're getting on my nerves, you know. Yes. Don't keep on pushing me, you know. But again, it goes to back to what we were saying earlier. You know, music is such a powerful influence, you know, that sometimes I want to just, and you can't call these stars up, but you want to say, hey, can you please use your powers for good? You know, can you please, because so many people following. And some people don't understand their responsibility. You know, I heard artists say, I didn't ask to be a role model. But when you are in the limelight, that's what you are. That's what you are, regardless if you want to be or not, you know?
That's what you're
I'm going to read the CNN report. right? It says Nike is suing the art collective behind the Lil Nas X Satan shoes that have sparked a social media backlash. It says in a lawsuit filed Monday, Nike accuses MSCHF Product Studio Inc. of trademark infringement over the designer's 666 pairs of, let's see, modified Nike sneakers. So he modified a pair of Nike sneakers. Mm-hmm. That's why they're suing him for copyright infringement. Right? It says that they have not responded. It says in a complaint, Nike asked the court to order this company to permanently stop fulfilling orders for the unauthorized Lil Nas X Satan shoes. The lawsuit notes that social media users have threatened to boycott Nike over the controversial shoes. So you even have Nike wants to sue for copyright infringement, and then you have people coming against Nike for wanting to sue for their copyrights.
But it's their name. That's their legal right to sue because of the name being altered in a way where it triggered a lot of people. And if you got more people hating this image or whatever you're trying to promote, if you got the majority gonna rule anyway. So if the majority people don't like what he just put out, how much money do you think Nike gonna lose?
Yeah, because
Nike gotta get their money because of the simple fact that they gonna lose money because people not thinking, okay, if this boy promoted this shoe, Nike got something to do with it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people not thinking, oh, this is something he did on his own. They thinking, though, Nike got something to do with it. Nike allow him to put his own, you know, hidden agenda on the shoe, and then he sold it. He made money off of it. So, of course, people going to want to sue Nike or want to boycott Nike or whatever. So Nike like, okay, I got to get my money. We got to get our money because this man had made money off our name.
Right, it's a cop.
Yes, and it's just bottom line, period.
Like,
somebody else's shoe. We don't listen, whatever you use it for, even if somebody put juices and rainbows on it and stars and sprinkles and stole a shoe, you still getting sued because it's not your shoe. Go make you a shoe and put whatever you want to on it, but don't put it on a nice shoe. Okay, we have a comment say, remember this, the Bible says money is the root of all evil. Really, it's the love of money. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. So a lot of the songs that is selling is the ones that really get our attention, rather it's good or bad. And it's not only the artist that's getting paid. That's so true. Because I want to say this. A lot of people were having a fit. Oh, because we didn't get to discuss this last time about Megan Stallion and Cardi B.
Mm.
People had a fit because they were simulating sex on the stage and they had everything out and all of that good stuff. And they said Megan Stallion is better than that. Well, she is. She is better than that. But her better than that don't get her paid like putting her whole body out there. Cardi B has been a stripper since the beginning of her career. Okay, she's been a stripper. Her career didn't start in music. It started in the strip club, okay? And sex sells, let's be real. So it's a lot of ladies that will compromise their beliefs and everything for the almighty dollar, for the love of the, what they call it, Skrilla. they will take it off. They will simulate sex. They will do whatever. Why? Because it sells. Yeah. And I heard a radio show where everybody was saying, go, Megan, do what you got to do. It's woman empowerment. Well, I don't feel like I have to put my booty out there on display so that y'all can say I'm strong. I don't understand that. I don't understand why we have to be out there butt naked just so people can say, go, girl, you strong, and you are empowered, because you can put it out there instead of a man putting it out there. Listen, I don't know how y'all got that twisted up and jumbled up, but that's not it. That's really not it. You know, that's not it for a woman. We think that because we don't let a man do it and we do it ourselves, come on. Don't y'all think that doesn't got a little twisted up? You know, oh, I ain't gonna let a man prostitute me, but I prostitute myself. That's me taking my power back. Excuse me? Kind of twisted. I'm just saying.
I totally agree with that because I had made a Facebook status from something that I seen on Facebook. And I said, don't lose your integrity trying to secure your bag.
Oh, that's what's
happening. These young people, they want that quick money. And because they seeing it through the celebrities, they seeing it through the artists, they think it's okay. Some of them probably don't even think it's okay, but it's quick money. Yeah. Like you said, your body sells it. Like, I end up scrolling one of my Facebook friends, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know how you go to the stores, and the stores just keep going? And I was like, oh, like, just, yeah. I mean, I was just really kind of like, and all, I mean, I wouldn't expect that to come across my story. But nevertheless, it made me feel some kind of way. I'm like, mm-hmm. You said, and I realized, I said, people would do anything for money. And that's why I said the love of money is the root of all evils. I see people will go to the extreme. I'm like, this eventually, you might be young now.
Yeah,
but it's just when you got this stuff out there in this public social media, this stuff is being stored somewhere. You put your body, and these kids think it's okay to put their body on the internet because they see people doing it. It's so aggravating to me.
And not just kids, it's grandmas.
Oh, adults.
Stuff true. Out
no on Facebook. Women.
And that's what I'm saying, but they see these adults.
Auntie got her stuff all out, you know, and you know, your grandkids on there looking at you. So, and I agree with you, Rudy. Y'all need to think about in 10 years, you're going to want to settle down, right? You want to be the housewife and this. And guess what? Here come these pictures, right?
And these videos.
It's going to tell your grandchild. Oh, I saw your granny. Oh, I don't think.
What they I say, you can't turn no home into no housewife.
I'm just saying, but I'm just going to throw this in there. I'm just going to jump into pastor right quick. Okay. The enemy does not tell you the end result. The enemy gets you caught up in instant gratification. And that right now. But he don't tell you about down the line. It's just like when we were talking about busting the windows out of people's cars. The devil don't tell you you're going to jail for that. He say, girl, listen, he did you wrong, girl. You better go. Yeah, you know, put your music in there and go on over there and bust. He don't tell you that the cops gonna roll up, somebody that you're gonna get shot. He don't tell you none of that. It's that instant gratification in this world today that get people in these situations that they in. Mm-hmm. The man walk in, his wife is having an affair. All of a sudden, he think about Ron. I said, what is going on between the sheets and my home? Next thing you know, he done beat somebody up. He done shot him. He in jail.
Right.
I know people be like, oh, I don't know that song. Yes, you do.
Look, that's that song when you're going back and forth, the woman and the man, like, man,
Wait, let me explain it for you. And then he said, baby, let me tell you something. Just like they were talking about R. Kelly. I was like, why y'all mad about R. Kelly? R. Kelly told y'all everything he was doing in his music. He told you every single last thing he was doing in his music. Then he told Aaliyah, he said, go ahead and sing AJ Nothing But a Number. and going down.
Didn't he write the song? He wrote it.
All I'm saying, so.
And we sung it too. AJ. So what happened? Them same words.
I could never rock with him.
Them words manifested. And everything that he said, it came to pass. Now
he's
in trouble because of what he wrote, and it manifested. Words have power.
He probably was already doing it.
Yeah, he was doing it.
I could never rock with him.
But this is the thing. I had my husband laughing about it because a lot of men were saying, I ain't going to stop listening to his music, and y'all need to look at the parents and all this kind of stuff. I say half of them folk that was talking like that, half of them had touched somebody younger. Half of them had did. And people don't want to, but we don't want to talk about that. Oh, how dare you? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it because.
Call them out.
Yeah, I'm going to say it because a lot of times when things are exposed in our community, the first thing we want to do is try to make an excuse so that we don't seem like that could be in our community. That's in everybody's community. It's in everybody's community, okay? And in the Black community, we write songs about it. We you know, let's be real. R. Kelly wrote a plethora of songs about what he was doing. And now everybody want to protect, you know, R. Kelly. Protect the children, protect the babies, okay? Protect the babies. We got a habit of doing that. When I was coming up in the country, you heard old folks, hush your mouth, don't tell what go on in this house. Don't be saying that. You need to get over it, all this kind of stuff. Now, baby, I like to pull the wool off the devil so generations after us don't have to suffer through the things that we went through. When you put people in position where they cannot stand up for themselves because they'll be shamed and they are the victim, you got a problem. Sorry to veer off, but you got a problem.
Yeah.
If your daughter come to you and first of all, if your daughter come to you and say, I have been molested, uncle touched me, you better take her side first. Don't come in her with that old school, oh, you just fast. Oh, you just think you wrong. Oh, you just, or if she come to you, can we just segue right quick? I'm going to just go on into this right quick. If that young girl come to you as a parent, she comes to you as her parent, and she tells you that somebody's been touching her, looking at her, coming in her room at night, doing things, that you better take her side. Okay? I'm just saying, parents, your boyfriend, that's my boyfriend. Girl, sit out somewhere. You just looking at my, they need to lock you up too.
Yeah.
When you take your boyfriend side over your daughter's side, they need to lock you up with the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Both of them. Just give you some time to be with Jesus. I'm just saying. All right. So, let's get into a good game of Family Feud. Well, we really can't feud today, but we can answer some questions. And I'm going to see if y'all answer with some of the answers that I have on my list. Okay? First question. Name something a cowboy would hate to have happen. Name something a cowboy would hate to have happen.
The what's the thing that go on top of the horse and it come off or it unbuckles or something? I don't know what it's called. The saddle. You got that on your list?
Yes, but it gets bucked off a bull or horse. So we'll take that for an answer. Glory has a point. All right. Ain't that what they do on Family Feud? You didn't even say that. And they just... Okay. Rita, name something a cowboy would hate to have happen. Go.
The horse die.
Say it again.
The horse die.
Oh my God! Let me see if that's on there. Yep, that's on the list.
It's on the list.
The point. His horse dies or get injured. Boom, yeah. girl, you got that. You got that. All right, next question. All right, we're gonna start with Rita this time. Name something you feel with air. Name something you feel with air.
A tire.
That's a point. That's a point for Rita. This is so easy. Go ahead, Glory. Name something you feel with air.
A balloon.
That's the number one answer. Glory. All right. For the next question, we're going to start with Glory. Name something that moves very slowly.
A snail.
Yep. That's answer number two, and it's snails or slugs. Good answer. Okay, Rita, name something that moves very slowly.
A turtle.
Bop, bop.
What? Why would a turtle not be on there? Who made these
answers?
Okay, we back to Glory. Name something that moves slow.
A train.
Bop, bop. Not on the list. All right. Come on, Rita. Name something that moves slow.
Did she say snail already?
Yeah,
she said that.
A snake.
Bop, bop. Come on, people. Okay, don't think far off. Just think right in your. Okay, go ahead, Glory. Name something that moves slow.
The elderly.
That's the number one answer.
What?
They're
wrong for that.
Yeah, but that's the number one answer.
Wrong for that.
All right. Glory is winning. She's winning. All right. The list was worms, drunk people, babies and toddlers, and the DMV.
Ooh,
all right.
This is definitely a Black People Family Feud.
It really is. I was about to put time.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna get that. Go to the next one. Okay, next question. Name something people are afraid of. We're gonna start with Rita.
Heights.
Who?
Heights.
That's the number two answer. All right, Rita. All right. Okay, Glory. Name something people are afraid of.
Animal or dog, cat. Snakes, spiders.
Oh, that's too many answers.
Okay. An insect.
Okay, spiders is the number one answer. All right.
I said spiders.
Let's go to the next question. Name something that goes up and down.
roller coaster.
A roller coaster. Is the number one answer. All right. We got to go to the next one. Name something that makes a lot of noise.
Everything. A bird.
Bop, bop.
Come on.
Kids.
Okay, we have babies crying. We'll take that. We'll take that. But we're looking for the number one answer. Glory.
Oh, the TV.
Bump, bump. Not on the list.
The vacuum cleaner.
Not on the list.
Oh.
Not on the list.
Can our viewers help us out? I need a lifeline.
Okay, viewers. Viewers, this is the question. Name something that makes a lot of noise. Okay. Somebody answer. What you got? Rita.
A lot of noise. A blender.
Bump bump. Glory.
A tractor. I tell you what.
A tractor.
A car.
A race car. But that's the number. That's the third answer. I tell you what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give y'all time to think about it. And while y'all think about it, I'm gonna play this little commercial for the upcoming Southern Love Experience.
And now, more feel-good music.
Good evening. My name is Cassandra Meadows. I'm the event planner here at 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill, where Reginald Jones is the owner. We are happy to announce that we'll be having a Southern Soul session held on April the 10th, 2021. Tickets are now on sale. You can give me a call at 903-824-4819, or if you stop by the bar at 5301 North State Line Avenue, Texarkana, Texas. We look forward to seeing you guys in the place. Thank you. Have a great day.
Woman, you respect your man. Here's what they don't understand.
Here ain't nothing but love.
And we are back. All right. Did you think about your answer?
The ocean.
Bum bum.
Ooh.
Come on.
I got the number one answer.
Okay, what is it?
Go, Rita, you go first.
Okay, Rita.
Look out my answer right there. You said something that make a lot of noise. I need a hint. I don't know.
Let's see if I can get y'all a hint.
No, after me. Give the hint if I get it right.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
A concert.
That's the number one answer.
A concert.
Girl, you on a roll.
You know what? I need to go on Family Feud so I can make my family some money.
Don't make your money. Listen.
I don't know why. I was about to say a church. But I was like, no, a concert.
Church is noisy, though. Okay, last and final question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Name something you might bring on a date.
A breath mint.
That's number four. That's on there. That's number four.
Flowers.
That's number five.
Money.
Huh?
Money.
That's number three.
Your own car.
Bum, bum.
Makeup.
And the number one answer is lipstick or chapstick. That falls in the lipstick category. I've been watching Family Feud and you don't quite get the
makeup.
So yeah. All right. That was an exciting game of Family Feud. Those of you that are just now tuning in, we just went through an exciting game of Family Feud between Glory and Rita. Okay? The answers, the questions were hard. The answers were even harder, but they got through it. Thank you for tuning in. All right, y'all. I want to say this. Those of you that are buying those Blood Soul shoes, listen. If the owner is getting sued, I just want you to be careful. I'm just saying. All right, sign out for it, Glory.
Hey. Today was an amazing show. I just want to encourage parents who has teenager, young children, be mindful of what you let your kids watch. Be mindful of what type of music you allow them to listen to. Give them a coloring book. Give them some blocks. Take them to the park. Let them be children. Take them out front of the computer, tablets. Just give them something natural to do. Go fly a kite or something. But please, just pay attention to what your kids are listening to and what they're watching. Y'all have a great Wednesday. See us next week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. We're going to be back at it again.
All right, Rita.
Yes, I agree. So we need to make sure we talked about Lil Nas and the shoes and the artists and the music and the power that's behind music. I encourage not just the children, but also the parents or just people in general to listen to words. For me personally, that's what I do before I even get into a song. I listen to the words of the song. What type of message is it giving the listener? And then we get caught up into the music. Remember, the power of life and death lies within your tongue. Be careful what you put out in the atmosphere. So I want to say thank you all for joining us today. I love the topic that we had today. And you all have a great day. And join us in next week on Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Joshua Henley of the Right Touch Band. The Right Touch Band will be in Texarkana with us for the Southern Love Experience. Okay, so shout out. That's my favorite band. I ain't gonna say one of them. That's the band. All right. We love you. We want you to remember. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Y'all remember that song? Be careful, little ears, what you
hear. Yes.
There's a God up above. I'm not going to finish singing that. Y'all just need to be careful what y'all taking in here. Because guess what? It is the doorway to this up here. Get yourself together. All right? And the heart is desperately wicked. Do not bust the windows out of his car. Just tell him to pick up his feelings. Okay, bye-bye. Love you all.